This is the Old Homegrown Spotlight,
powered by Sweetwater Studios.
From beginners to rock stars, Sweetwater Studios has you covered. Open 7 days a week.
The Kickbacks.
Kickbacks.
And this is the
Alt Homegrown Spotlight,
powered by Sweetwater
on Alt 1023.
Do you want to be in love? Do you want to be in love? Do you want to be in love?
Oh, history of the band probably started before me when Eric was in another band in high school with a former bassist who's now in a few other projects. What is he in? He's in Cedar Street and
Element Indigo.
Element Indigo. That's right. And then I had a Super Bowl party with him, and it was born from that. I told Ryan that I wanted to be in a band.
Yeah, we needed a drummer, and
he told Eric
he had to try out.
I auditioned using Can't Get Enough, and then The Beatles Drive My Car, which is still, both of those are currently in our set list today. And then Ryan decided he wanted to quit in 2016, pursue other ventures. He was more of a punk metal guy, and obviously we're straight edge hard rock.
Yeah, sort of like the post grunge.
And then Jeff put down the six string because he was doing six string, and he put that down, decided to pick up the bass for us, and learned a bunch of our songs, jammed at a few venues, and Jeff hit the ground running, and that's where we've been at today. I think we've probably taken 3 weekends off in the last 2 years. Influences, I don't know. Our sound is all over the place. Puddle of Mud, the raw,
yeah,
just grinding kind of hard rock.
And I like to put in a little Aerosmith in there.
Yeah, all three of us kind of put our own spin in it, and it kind of turns out very eclectic in a way.
I would say when I was first learning how to play drum set, I started off probably listening to Nine Inch Nails. You can see us at Hess Fest, which is a MDA benefit we're doing in Columbus City with a whole load of bands. Just find the event because there's at least 10 or 12 musical acts with AFU headlining, the debut of Calypso, Swish is doing acoustic, and I can keep going. But we're doing Hess Fest the 27th during the day, and then that night we're going to be partying at O'Sullivan's, so the 27th is a doubleheader. We're going to be in Decatur on August 3rd at the Wet Spot. We just picked up another venue. It's a benefit in Mishawaka called Smokestack Brew. We're doing a cancer benefit up there. And then Andy Fest is I'm going to put that out there, is ran by C-Note, Crystal Klaus, and S'mores. They turned their annual camping trip into just a fun weekend away, a Saturday music festival with 6-7 bands, mainly family bands. So you've got Sarek, Plum Dingo, Poppin' Fresh, S'mores, The Kickbacks, The Illegals, and one other band that's not confirmed, so I can't mention them. But that'll be up at Buck Lake Ranch, so you can come up and camp and then have some music and party. And then August 16th, we just got wind that Scotty's Brew House is going to be doing some live music. That's new. And again, thanks to Topher Beyer and posting, sharing the post. I got us hooked in there August 16th. We'll be up at Matt Anthony's Lakeview House in September. I do want to go ahead and mention, moving on all the way to September 7th, we're doing a suicide awareness show in Auburn with
the Outdoor Theater.
Yep, it'll be Auburn Outdoor Theater. It'll benefit suicide awareness and today's youth. Tonight is one of the songs we submitted for this. It's the one song he finally said that Corrosic captured the energy.
Yeah,
so
really,
if you've ever seen us live, you will visualize us moving around the stage.
Yeah!
Alright.
We're looking for Fort Wayne's best for the old homegrown spotlight. Learn more and submit your band today. Alt 1023 FM.com.
Fort Wayne's alternative.